got your Bibles open at Matthew 1, because we're going to be looking at that a bit more. And now we're asking the question, Jesus, who is he? We see that history points towards Jesus. Like the Christmas tree is almost like a big arrow, isn't it? And it points to Jesus. But and so we have this story where we see it zeroing in on a man and his wife-to-be, on Joseph and Mary. But Joseph finds out that she's pregnant before they're married, and he's got this plan to end the arrangement quietly so as not to shame her. But then this angel comes in a dream and says that the child has been conceived by the Holy Spirit, and it isn't just any child. And so we see in Matthew 1 a few clues to who this child is. Now, where is this Christmas tree pointing to? Hands up. You know?
To the sky.
To the sky, yeah. What's between the tree and the sky?
Star.
Star. Excellent. It's pointing right at that star. So I think that star up there is going to tell us a few things about Jesus. Oh, there we go. Fantastic. All right. So this star is able to tell us a few things about Jesus. Because if you look in Matthew 1, there are five names that talk about Jesus. And I think if we flip up each of the points of this star, we'll see some of those names. Who'd like to flip one of the things for me? So, who we got? We got the same people. Any new ones? Leslie! If you could do this one here for me. So, alright, what's that one say?
Son of Abraham.
Son of Abraham. So, if we could move that along on the... Son of Abraham. We saw that before, didn't we? That Jesus is the son of Abraham, and that all nations, all peoples, will be blessed through Abraham. And so we're now, him being called the son of Abraham is showing that this blessing that goes to all people and all nations is happening through Jesus. All right, who'd like to flip the next one, please? So, all right, Lukey. Oh, well done. Fantastic. What does that one say? Son of David. We've seen that one too, haven't we? Where God has promised that David will have one of his sons to rule on the throne forever. All right, let's get into some new ones. Who'd like to flip another one? Sam. All right, we'll go Sam. Flip this one over. What's that one say?
Christ.
Christ. Anyone know what Christ means? Because it's not actually Jesus' surname, and that is Jesus Christ, and that's his surname. It actually means something. You know what the word means? Promised one? Well, not quite, but it does refer to the promised one. John? The anointed one. Christ means anointed one. Back in those days, when someone became a king or a priest or a prophet or something like that, they used to pour oil on their head and give them an anointing. And then in the Old Testament, it speaks about this Christ, this anointed one who would come to rescue God's people, who would come and rule over all the nations. And now we see Jesus being called Christ. All right, who'd like to do the next one? I'll do it. This one's pretty obvious. What is it?
Jesus.
Who knows what Jesus means? You know how names have meanings? So, Jesus' name has a meaning. Who knows what it means? Toby. God saves. And so it says there in Matthew to call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. At Christmas time, we remember the baby in a manger, but that baby would grow up to be a saviour, to rescue people, to rescue us from sin, from from all the wrong things we did and the evil things we do, Jesus would save us from our sins to take the punishment for us. One more. Who wants to do the last one? What's it say?
God with us.
God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is God become one of us. God become a human. God living among us to rescue us, to be with us, to bring us into his kingdom. God loves us so much that he becomes like us. So this Christmas, we see that Jesus is king. He is the one whom God has appointed as a ruler over all peoples. We see that he is a saviour. We have a problem with sin, and sin becomes between us and God. Sin is not living in a way that God wants us to live, but living the way that we want. And Jesus will rescue us from the penalty for our sin by dying on the cross. And lastly, Jesus is God. God in the flesh. God living among us. God, the God who loves us so much that he becomes like us to be that little babe lying in a manger. This is who Jesus is. Next question we need to ask is, how are we going to respond to this? But first, we're going to stand up and sing another song.